In the mall this past Halloween, one of the shops which sold costumes, masks, and other ghoulish get-ups featured the pointed-headed, green-faced witch whom we've all become so familiar with from The Wizard of Oz, the Wicked Witch of the West. Her face is that of Margaret Hamilton, who was born in Cleveland, Ohio, on December 9, 1902. When The Wizard of Oz appeared in 1939, Miss Hamilton was already on her way to becoming one of America's leading character actresses, having appeared in over a dozen movies. But Oz put her on the map of cultural icons. Despite all the difficulties shooting the movie, including some severe burns that she received in her first disappearance into a puff of smoke and flames, Miss Hamilton remembered her character fondly. Here she is telling a standing-room-only audience at the University of Connecticut, just a few years before her death in 1985, about the experience of playing Elvira Gulch in The Witch.
It was fun, in a way. It's always fun to act. And when you're actually doing that sort of thing, and the two things I think I get out of that performance that I enjoy is her, when I say that, you understand what I mean, is her tremendous zeal and zest and just a zing out of everything she does. She loves everything she does. She thoroughly enjoys it. She can't wait to try to put together the next thing that she's going to use. Since I remember especially the poison. She's fixing the poison for them, you know, and she's trying to find out something that will stop them in this mad dash to the Emerald City. And she's as she goes about her poison, remember, she's mixing it up and she has poison.
Hamilton went on to make nearly 80 movies and did frequent guest spots on television programs. Well into her 70s, she became Cora, the friendly proprietress of a country store for a series of popular coffee commercials. But perhaps her most remembered appearance was on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, where she swept into the studio dressed as the witch, and then, as she talked to the children watching the program, she removed her hat, her makeup, and became the loving person she really was, the kindergarten and Sunday school teacher who wouldn't harm a hair on any child's head.